Blog Talk Radio.
That was the great Donna Shore singing one of her favorite songs that she did, which we would call The Very Thought of You. She was performing at that particular time in Japan and in a concert in 1984. Born in 1953, she was born actually in Tacoma, Washington, is a pianist and jazz singer. By the way, she is a blind musician, and she was blind since she was born, but gifted with absolute perfect pitch. We're going to start off the show today with her, and we're going to continue with her where she is a two-time Grammy Award winner. And this was something that she did some time ago. And we're going to see if we can play something that she did where you can understand the nuances of her ability. Here we go.
To go out there and perform, even as a child, was not a challenge as far as my disability was concerned. I just, you know, went out there and pretty much did it. Because there's so much other stuff out there. I refuse to give up. It's something that needs to be kept alive as long as I'm alive and as other players and singers and everything, they're alive. They've got to get it out there to the masses that jazz is living and well. Well, one of the biggest breaks was the Tonight Show when I performed on that in 86. I actually was on there for 11 times. Then, as you know, I did the Sesame Street thing and the Kennedy Center Honors and tribute to Stevie Wonder and all of this kind of stuff. Just by living on life's terms to the best of my abilities is what I do. And just rely on the support of friends and family when I go through the downs and I guess through the ups too, because sometimes it's just as hard to deal with success as it is with failure. Just being an example to the blind population is enough in itself to, you know, to represent that sort of thing. There's a song that Donny Hathaway wrote called Someday We'll All Be Free. The first part is hang on to the world as it spins around. Just don't let the spin hit you down. Things are moving fast. Hold on tight and you will last. Somebody who's willing to go out of their comfort zone is willing to take that leap of faith and jump into the unfamiliar. Go to the White House while Obama's in office and hopefully perform and meet with the president. Women's History Month.
That was the great Dinah Shore, two-time Grammy Award winner, jazz artist. And we actually had the opportunity of actually hearing her talk about her life as a blind individual. As I said before, she has perfect pitch. She was born blind, but despite her disability, she has won 2 Grammys, been nominated for 3 more, and 12 of her albums have reached the Billboard Top 10 Albums charts. She visited in Malaya recently in the Philippines and did a whole jazz album out there. I just can't say enough about listening to this woman because of her outstanding ability. But we're going to go on to somebody else that, because of time, we're going to see if we can pull up another artist who I think you would thoroughly enjoy, because she, too, has the same kind of ability. And maybe even more so. She's not blind, but she's one of the great jazz pianists. And I'm talking about Helen Sung. Let's listen to a little bit of her work.
Yes.
That was Helen Song. Born in Houston, Texas, is one of the more educated musicians in our country. Received a BS degree and a master's degree from the University of Texas at Houston, and also has graduated from the Monk Institute in Jazz, and her performances are all legendary. Very good friend of and supported by Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. One of the songs that you just heard was called Introducing Her Song, Helen Song. And she is surrounded by some great musicians, and we're going to continue listening to her. She was a child prodigy. She started playing piano when she was 4 years old. But here's a one called Carolina Shout Live.
Here we go. Helen Song, live in studios on KPLU.
Helen Song, Carolina Shout Live, and that was done in October the 7th, 2014. A child prodigy, as I indicated before, started playing the piano when she was four years old and started performing, went to a number of colleges when she was 16 years old, graduated from them, got a master's degree, went on from there, and the woman just is phenomenal. What you heard her playing right there was a stride type of piano, which dates back to the beginning of jazz. And she is an enormous creative individual. You've been listening to her play by herself on the first song that we did. And we're going to go on and listen to her at a jazz festival where she actually performed at that particular point live with actually her musicians in her group. Here she is doing some other stuff. Thank you. Helen Sung at a jazz festival called H-Town. Our pianist and composer performed her original composition called H-Town, honoring her hometown of Houston, Texas. She was accompanied by E.J. Strickland on drums and Lonnie Pusklo on bass. Fantastic, and that's her own arrangement. We're going to listen to her list at least one more song by this woman, but let me tell you a little bit about something that I think you might find extremely interesting. Helen went to an institute that was actually developed and by people who thought that her style fit the mold that allowed her to follow after the great Thelonious Monk. So what we're going to do is listen to something that she calls Brother Thelonious, and which is a style of her own stuff. Let's listen to Helen's song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Helen Sung, Brother Thelonious, live. That was something very interesting that was done in that particular take. If you notice very carefully, every musician had a chance to play a particular solo. That's not always done. It's not always provided. And in her group, she allowed that to happen. We're going to move on because of time. We're going to go into another particular person who I think is a fantastic artist. Helen Sung, by the way, if she can sing, I don't know if she has the ability to do that or not, but her piano playing is outstanding. After she graduated from the Thelonious Institute, this particular song that she just finished playing was created and called, like I said, Brother Thelonious. Now we're going to go on to another great artist who does singing and also plays a fantastic piano. Many of you have complained about me playing people who are no longer with us, but here's three people that I played today will have played. And this is the great Diana Shore. Here she is.
In modern times, Diana Shore.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. And I love you so much, Bert. And Hal. I send my love to Hal. Now that I have found you, don't ever go.
Diana Krall playing The Look of Love, and that was composed by Bert Bacharach and written by Hal David, two great musicians myself, and love to hear them perform their stuff. Diana Krall was born in 1964 in Canada. Presently, you can't believe that she's up to 55 years of age already. Is considered one of the top jazz pianists and singers today, and started out at the Berklee College in Boston, Massachusetts. What a fantastic artist she is. And we're going to spend the remaining time paying attention to some of the things that she's done, because she is, I think, a fantastic artist. Here's one of her. She was doing something at Newport in 1999. If we can pull it up. And here she is, Diana Krall.
Ready? Holding your view. Holding your view. Thank you.
I guess that, can you hear me now? Okay, for some strange reason, we were cut off. I don't know why, but we were talking about Diana Krall. I had to call back into my own show. But we're going to listen to her to the conclusion of the program. Here is Diana doing a thing called Walk On By, which I've always liked the Dionne Warwick singing this song, but being that we don't have Dionne singing, we will have Diana because we're sporting some jazz. Here's Diana Krall singing Walk On By, and with the jazz group that I really like her playing with.
Walking down the street and I start to cry, it's on me. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me breathe in private position. I see you. I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over you tonight. And so if I see you, walk on by. Walk on by. All that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on were born by. Walk on by. Make me see that you don't see the tears. Just let me dream in private good. Time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over the reason. And it's for your life. Walk on by. Walk on by. Today is bright, all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, walk on by.
That was Diana Krall playing and singing Walk On By. For your information, Diana has had a long time fascination with bossa nova, a type of music which perfectly suits her, a sophisticated yet sensual style. This culminating in her new studio album, Quiet Nights, which was released in 2009. And it's a stunning concert filmed in the home of the bossa nova. I'm going to see if I can pull up something that I really thoroughly enjoyed her doing. And that was when she was singing with the great Tony Bennett. And it was put, the song was called But Not For Me. Let's see if we can pull that up. And it was done, let's see if we got that.
It takes grit.
Yeah,
here it is.
I'm not sensitive, listen here. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies and feet. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star above, not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool and get that way. I hope and I'll.
We're gonna have to bring this beautiful story to an end. This has been Getting It Done
with your host, Dr. Walter Dean. You've been listening to Dinah Call, singing But Not For Me, as well as three other artists that were performing today. Next week, we will do a show that will cover both male and females. So we'll conclude this rest of the show by listening to her conclude her song, and I will fade out in the next 9 minutes or seconds. Have a good day, people.